Today's daf is Brachas Daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. We're at the top of the page, five lines in. The last thing we had mentioned was the story how after Rav's Petira, the Talmidim realized that they didn't know how to paskin a halacha regarding benching, regarding the issue of being koveya themselves for Birchas HaMazon, so Rav Ad Barav Tor Kriya again. And we mentioned that line, I don't think I mentioned the Chazara Shir, but not in the regular Shir, that they said, Nach Navshe Derav, Birchas Mazon Alo Gamrinan. That here it is that Rav has passed away, and we don't even know how to bench anymore, that we lost the ability to paskin even the simplest halacha, because we need Rav's insight. So two ha'aros on that. First of all, Rav Shechter mentioned this in his Hesped for Rav Soloveitchik after Rav Soloveitchik passed away, and his point was that very often when Gedol Yisrael pass away, we think in terms of the big things, that we're going to miss the very big things about them. But the truth is, the real issue is that we're going to miss the little things. We're going to miss the fact that there are dozens of things that come up each and every day that their insight would have been able to shed light on and would be able to change the way we live our lives and the way we're able to deal with halacha that comes up all the time. The other ha'ara is that Rav Soloveitchik mentioned this gemara in his Hesped for his Mechutin, for the Talmud Rebbe, for Rabbi Tversky, and he thought that the message of this gemara was that no matter how appreciated one is during his lifetime, people don't fully appreciate him until after his death. Here Rav was so admired and followed by all these Talmidim, and yet with the proper Avelos comes a certain sense of guilt for failing to appreciate them while they were there, and this is that the expression of that guilt, that here Rav is gone, and look, how did we not get this halach from? How did we not ask him this point? How did we not, this never come up? Because we didn't run to him for everything that maybe we should have been able to run to him for, and we didn't ask him everything we should have asked him, and he felt that that was a healthy sense of guilt that a person has for not appreciating those gedolim who were with us when they were with us. Okay, so five lines in. So we had mentioned in the Mishnah that there's a difference if you sit or you lean. If everyone is sitting at the table, so then everyone makes their own bracha. But once they do a seba, once they're leaning, then one person is going to be able to be mevarich for everybody. So Amar Rav Lo Shanu. So we're going to have two versions of Rav over here. Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Pas Debayi Haseba. This is only true of bread because bread requires Haseba. Aval Yayin Lo Bayi Haseba. But wine doesn't require Haseba, meaning that one person can be mevarich lekulam even without Haseba when it comes to wine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Yayin Nami Baya Seba. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, wine also requires a Seba. That's one version. Ika Da'amri, Amarav, Lo Shanu Alapas de Mahanyale Seba. Al Yayin Lo Mahanyale Seba. No, very different. That Rav says in the other direction, that bread, Haseba, will work to make it that one person could be Mavarich Lekulam. For wine, even with a Seba, one person cannot be Mavarich Lekulam. You're going to need to have everyone make their own bracha. Rabbi Yochanan's Shita remains unchanged. Rabbi Yochanan, Rafil Yayin, Rabbi Yochanan holds that wine is the same thing as bread. If you have a seba, one person can be mevarich l'kulam. You don't have a seba, they can't be. Everyone has to be mevarich for themselves. So Meisivei asking Marketsa, say there a seba. We learned in a brisa. What exactly? How does a seba work? What's the order of a seba? The guests come in and they sit in like the hallway on these benches and chairs with a back on them. Until they all come in. Then they bring them water and everyone washes just one hand. Why are they washing just one hand? Says Tosfos, kavod habracha. It's a kavod habracha. They're going to wash the hand with which they're holding the food before they make the bracha. So they dafka wash that one hand. That's the shita of Tosfos. Not everyone agrees with Tosfos. The Tosfos Maseches Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Kol Shuhu Mishum Kol Shuhu says that it's that you don't want to be metame the yayin, and it has nothing to do with Tosefes Kedusha, nothing to do with Kavod HaBracha, that it's some sort of Tumah D'Rabbanan, just like the Yadayim Shniyos. We don't want to be metame the Yadayim, so you can wash one hand. Now Tosfos over here says, wait a second. And generally speaking, when you wash and you're not required to wash, that's a problem of being near a kigasei ruach. The Gemara says that a person who washes on peiros, a person who washes on fruits, he looks like it's arrogance. He's migase aruach. So Tosa says that's not an issue over here. Lo dami lenotel yadav leperos tavi migase aruach kimin shein notel shtei yadav, because you're not washing two hands. When you wash two hands on peiros, that's migase aruach for some reason. When you wash one hand, that's not migase aruach. So then, balem yayin. Then they would bring wine to these people when they were sitting there waiting on these chairs. Kol echad ve'echad mevarich la'atzmo, and everyone would make their own bracha. Aluv esebu. Then they would go up to the main room and they would do a seba. Ubalem mayim afal pish kol echad ve'echad natal yadav achas chozim natal shtei yadav. Even though everyone already washed one hand, now they're going to wash vaytu. They're going to wash again, but they'll wash two hands this time. Balem yayin. Then they bring them new wine. Afal pish kol echad ve'echad birich la'atzmo echad mevarich la'kulam. Even though everyone already made their own bracha, now one of them is going to be mevarich for everybody. Tosus points out, wait a second, didn't they already make a bracha on yayin? We said that they brought them yayin before they were olive sebu, and they already made a bracha. Everyone made their own bracha at that point. Now one person is making a bracha for everybody. What do you need this bracha for at all? So Tosus points out, afakav the yayin shel fnei mason poter yayin shel acher mason kol shkein zeh shel fanavu. Now if we said yesterday that yayin that you have before the meal will pater yayin that you have after the meal, so certainly over here where it's yayin before the meal pater more yayin before the meal. It's all before the meal. So that should for sure work. He says, no. A different din over here. There's an issue of shinui makom. They went to a new place. So if it's arach levarich, once there's a shinui makom, you need a new bracha. Ulehech lishna, da'amar rav, lo shanu al pas, da'baya seba, v'yayin lo baya seba, kashareisha. But wait a second. According to the lashon that rav holds, that when it comes to yayin, it doesn't matter if you're sitting, you're leaning, it doesn't make a difference. You don't require a seba. One person could be mevarich l'kulam. Why is it that before they went up and were mesiv, that everyone had to make their own bracha? They were all sitting there. They don't need a seba. And Sugmar Shiny Orchin did that tie lemeakar. No, over there, the requirement of a seba is not a dinin haseba per se. It's a dinin kvius. That when people have a seba, they're more kaveya themselves. But the Orchim know that they're not staying there for too long. They're in the smorgasbord room. They're in a room that's not going to be the place where they're really having their meal. So they don't have a sense of kvius in that room. And that's why each person needs to make their own bracha in that room. I frak the Gemara, what about the other lashon? Lehech lishna damarav, lo shanu el pas te mahani le seba, av yayin lo mahani le seba kasha seifa. According to the lashon that Rav says, that yayin haseba won't even work, that even with a seba, everyone's going to need to make their own bracha. So how do you explain why after they went up to the main room and when they were doing a seba, that one person was mevarich l'kulam? I thought a seba doesn't work for wine. And so Gemara, shani asam, demigo dekumani le'aseba l'pas, mani le'aseba li'ayin. Once the seba is working for the bread, the seba will work for the yayin as well. The seba will establish, meaning once they're being kaveh themselves on bread, so that establishes a sense of kvius, a much stronger sense of kvius, and that's going to help on yayin as well. So that's the idea of the seba. Says the Gemara for the balam yayin b'toch hamazon. So he said that if wine comes in the middle of the meal, so we said that everyone makes their own bracha, the Mishnah had said. But achar hamazon, one person is going to be mevarich l'kulam, and not only is one mevarich l'kulam, that same guy is also going to be the one that makes the bracha on the mugmar, on the incense that they would smell. So shalos ben zomim, neimam rubalim yayin b'toch hamazon, kol echad ve'echad mevarich la'atzmo, la'achar hamazon echad mevarich l'kulam. Why do we say that if yayin comes in the middle of the mazon, that everyone makes their own bracha, but after the meal, then one person makes a bracha for everybody else? Amar lahem hol ve'in be'sabli apanoi. Says, because in the middle of the meal, we can't have one. Isn't there a greater, the question is, isn't there a greater sense of kvius during the meal? Isn't the whole idea of one person being mevarich for everybody when there's a greater sense of kvius? So during the meal should be the greatest sense of kvius. So why is it that everyone makes their own bracha during the meal? And then after the meal, when you're already thinking about leaving, when the kvius is starting to wane a little bit, that's when one person is mevarich for everybody? So the answer is, no, you're right. There is a greater sense of kvius during the meal, but in base of bliya panui. People have food in their mouths, so it's not such a healthy thing to do to have everybody answer amen to each other's brachas, or to have everybody answer amen to one person's brachas. Why not? Says Rashi, ve'ein leva mesubin ela mevarich ela levloa. people aren't going to be paying attention. They're going to be too busy swallowing to be paying attention to the person making the bracha. And one of the ideas of answering amen is that you have to have kavana when you answer amen. But you're not going to be having kavana if you're going to be too busy about swallowing your food. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and Daf Lamed and Beis Bedape Arif Dibur Maskel Balam Yayin. Quote, Yesh Mefarshim Shemitok Shein Beis Abli Apano Ein Yichol and Lotzeis Banias Amein Mishum Shenem are a slightly different twist than Rashi, that since you have food in your mouth, you're not going to be able to answer Amein, not because of Kavana, but because the Pasuk says, Yimalei Pi Sihi Lasecha, that my mouth is full of your praise, Ribbono Shel Olam. V'momar Oso Bo Chochel Nimtzeis, but if there's food in your mouth, then your mouth is not full of praise, your mouth is partially full of food, and that's not going to be the proper way to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Nimtzeis He says, I like the pshat, but their reason is not really, the reason they give is not correct. He says, because the truth is, you can say one word properly, even with food in your mouth. You won't be able to carry on a conversation. You know, if you're trying to speak to somebody, one word answers you could probably get away with without them realizing that you have food in your mouth. You carry on a long conversation, they're going to realize you're talking funny, something is strange. But to say amen, you can manage. So he says, that's not the pshat. I mean, he understood Yamalei Pisi Lasecha means that my mouth is occupied and therefore it's not going to be able to do a good job saying the Tehillos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Elevadei Anachonu Meisheinu Micholim Lanos Amein Mipnei HaSakana. He says, no, the issue is you have food in your mouth. You're trying to answer Amein. You may be able to get it out clearly, but you may also choke, and we don't want that to happen. So it's an issue of Sakana. That's why you don't answer Amein to somebody else's bracha when there is food in your mouth. That's why we everyone has to make their own bracha, because we assume if everybody makes their own bracha, they'll wait until they don't have food in their mouth to actually say the bracha. Tosa says over here, Hol vein besabli apanoi v'yesh mefarshim k'shomer savri marai v'manichel nachal k'day l'shmoa bracha v'lanos amein shiur peturim. That some say saying savri would solve this problem. That in the middle of the meal, you could just say savri, so everyone will know. Okay, swallow whatever you need to swallow. Wait and wait for the bracha. So that would be good enough. But then he writes, "Ve'ein nira l'Rabbeinu Elchanan, dekivan shetiknu cham sheyvar kolach la'atzmo, einu yotze klal bebirchus chavero, v'gam shlo tachlok ben panu l'shein panu." He does the miti. So he says that Rabbeinu Elchanan does not like this idea of just saying savri, because he says, first of all, the implication of the Gemara is that the chacham were simply not misakein that one person could be motzi everybody else during the meal. What the reason for the takana was is irrelevant at this point in history. What the reason for the takana was relevant then, but once they weren't misakin, they didn't have a takana miyuchedes, that one person could be motzi everybody else, then we can't do it anymore. And plus, it's going to be too confusing to distinguish between cases where people don't have food in their mouth and clear their mouths, and cases where people don't clear their mouths. And then at the end of Tosos, once we're on the issue of being koveya and being motzi other people, Tosos says, well, there is one place where we're always motzi other people on a brach of Bar Pri Agafen, and that is when we make Havdalah. And yet by Havdalah, we very rarely find that people are actually koveya themselves behaseba or even be yeshiva. They're not even sitting down. Everyone's just standing, milling around, and someone makes Havdalah and says a bar pri agafen to be motzi everybody. So at the end of Tosos says, tzarech yim ktsas, me Havdalah, shonam avdilim va'omdim. How can we patter each other from Yayin and Avdallah when we're not sitting, we're not leaning? So he says, maybe because there's a certain sense of kvius in the mitzvah of Avdallah. Once they're koveya themselves to do the mitzvah together, so mela, that's considered a good enough kvius to also cover the bracha. Tol says, but really it's best if we're kovei ourselves at the Shas Havdalah, and that will be because then you'll really be more kavua, meaning you should sit b'Shas Havdalah so we could be kovei ourselves and really pater other people. My uncle told me that Rav Salvechik once gave a shiur Shalashudas time in YU. He was in YU for a Shabbos, and then normally went back to Boston. He gave a whole long shiur about why we should be Yoshe for Havdalah, and the whole idea about the kviyos and in the yeshiva, and then after Shabbos they were mechabirim to say Avdallah, and he stood for Avdallah. And they said, you just said a whole shir about how you have to be Yoshev for Avdallah. He said, yeah, but my father stood and my grandfather stood for Avdallah. So that's what I do, meaning the minhag. And even the Lashon Tov says, Tzorach Yin Ksas Mi Avdallah Sha'anu Mavdilin Va'omdin. He says, it's Tzorach Yin why we do what we do. But we do what we do. He says, maybe it's best if we would sit, but we don't. We stand. So that's the minhag that people stand for Avdallah. It happens to me in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Sadivav, Sivav, Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Avdallah Miyushav. You have to sit for Avdallah. The Ramah adds, V'yesh Omrim Umar. That some say we should stand. Now, what do we lose by sitting? I mean, why wouldn't we stand? Why wouldn't we sit? Tosfos is trying to justify why it might also be okay to stand. But it's certainly not ideal. Is there any maila to standing? So says the Mishnah Brura, Miyushav, Mayri Kishemotzi Lacher Midechavasan, Valken, given the Echel Poter Chaver, Yeshlam Lekulam Nasos Kavius, Mumabulalavi Kavius, he explains why you need to sit. Vayeshom Rim Svirale, but the sheet that says you stand holds, the Kivan Shehu, Halvayas Hamelech in Malavin Elamu Umad, Havdala were being Malav the Melech. We're being Malava Shabbos, we're being Malava HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extra presence on Shabbos, and therefore we should stand for the mitzvah of being Malava. What about the Kviyas? So he says, like Tosfos said, everyone's getting together to be Yotzei the mitzvah, that itself lends it a sense of Kviyas. That same svar of being Malava is a very similar svar to why we stand for Kiddush. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama around Daf Lamed Beis or so, Lamed, I don't remember exactly the daf, the Gemara says on the top of Nomad Beis that Boi Kala, that when Shabbos comes in, we get up to the different Amoraim at a minute to stand up to go and greet the Shabbos. So that's where the minute comes from, to stand for Kiddush. Because Kiddush is even a greater sense. Not only do you have the sense of Kaviyus, that you need to be Motzi other people in a Baruch Priya Gafen, you also have the Indian of Kiddush Makam Suda. And it's obviously the greatest Kiddush Makam Suda Sith. So the minute to stand comes from that same idea that we're coming to greet the Shabbos. So when you come to greet, you stand up to go and greet. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that for Kiddush, the best minhag is to stand for the first part, to be mekayim that element of it, and then sit for the Baruch Priya Gafen and the rest, to be mekayim the Baruch Priya Gafen and the Kiddush Makom Suda. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that you should even change your minhag, that if you have that minhag, you should change your minhag. I asked Rav Shechter if I should change my family's minhag about that. He said, I did. He said, my father stands, I changed my minhag. But, he said, when his father was at his house, he would always do, or when he was at his father's house, he would always do like his father. So my father came to my house, so I stood for the whole Kiddush. My father said, why are you standing? I thought you said it's better to sit for the second half. I said, because that's your minhag. He said, I changed my minhag when you told me that it was better. So, okay. So Rav Soloveitchik discusses the Havdalah, the issue of Havdalah over here. He says, wait a second, why do you need Kviyas? What's this whole sense of Kviyas to be motzi other people? By Birchus HaMitzvos, do we ever have a din of Kviyas? We're always motzi other people in Birchus HaMitzvos, by Tekiyah Shofar. We make everyone sit down to hear the brachos of the Tekiyah so that they can be yotzei the Birchus HaMitzvah. There's no sense of Kviyas. Everyone always stands by the Birchus HaMitzvos. There's a concept called Shomea Kohone. Shomea Kohone means if I'm listening and I'm having Kavana, so I'm yotzei. Why do you have an issue of Kviyas? And Tos over here says, how could we be yotzei Avdolim Uma? So obviously you have to be mechalik between Birchus HaMitzvah and Birchus HaNanin. That by Birchus HaMitzvah, Shomea Kohone works, Birchus HaNanin requires a greater sense of Kviyas. But what about Avdallah? Avdallah is not a Birchus HaNanin. Why is Tosfos so bothered by Avdallah? So he says, no, Tosfos is asking how we could be motzi with Amida. It's clear that Tosfos holds that the bracha Baruch Priya Gafen is a chelik of Avdallah, that it's not just Stam a Birchus HaNanin, that it's ma'akiv, the key of Avdallah. And therefore, meaning Avdallah doesn't become just a regular Birchus HaMitzvah, because the Baruch Priya Gafen is part of the Avdallah, and Baruch Priya Gafen is definitely Birchus HaNanin. So you have to follow the rules of Birchus HaNanin. So if Birchus HaNanin require kviyas or require sitting, then Avdallah should also require kviyas based on the Baruch Priya Gafen Shabo. And in this sense, Avdallah is very much like Kiddush, that the Baruch Priya Gafen of Kiddush is not just a Birchus HaNanin, it's a kiyum in the Kiddush itself. So Tosfos holds that if you can't be Mekayim your friend in the Bracha of Baruch Priya Gafen when you're Mavdil, then you're not going to be able to make Havdalah for him either, because it's part of the Havdalah. This seems to be against Shitas Rashi in Sefer HaPardes. Rashi writes, Pamachas Basi li Yitzias Yidei Havdalah, Ba Havdalah's Pesach Neses, Velonis Kavanti. Shalati Bebirchas Hayayin. I had this shayla recently. Someone called said, I wasn't paying attention to the Baruch Priya Gafin, but I heard the rest of Havdalah. So is that good enough? Or he spoke after the Baruch Priya Gafin, forgot what it was, but I had in mind the rest of Havdalah. Is that good enough? So Amr Lee says, Rashi, Holvin is Kavanti Bebirchas Havdalah Dayecha. He had Kavanti Bebirchas Havdalah. Didn't have Havdalah. It's Havdalah ala Kos. So he did Havdalah ala Kos. Now, when you have a Kos, you should be Mavarich on the Kos also, and someone should be able to drink from the Kos, but that's not part of the Havdalah. So Salvech said, it seems from Tosas not that way. Tosas seems to assume that the Baruch Priya Gafin is part of the Havdalah, that it's not just Havdalah ala Kos, but it's Havdalah with the Baruch Priya Gafin that you need to have. Okay, Vaitu the Gemara. Vuomer ala Mugmar, the same guy who is going to make the Bracha on the Yayin is also going to make the Bracha on the Mugmar. So Midukhtani Vuomer ala Mugmar Machal Dika Adav Minei. From the fact that it says Huomer ala Mugmar sounds like that otherwise we would have thought that somebody else should be making the Bracha on the Mugmar, but we're bypassing that other person for the guy who makes the Bracha on the Yayin. So who's that other person? So we skip the next line, they erase it. So Misayeh el Rav. Tam Rav Chia Barashi Am Rav Anotel Yad Tchila Bachrona Hu Mezum Lebracha. Whoever washes Mayim Achronim first, he's the one that should really make the Bracha. So that's the Raya, that he should really be the one making the Bracha on the Mugmar also. So Kamash Mulan, the Mishnah, that the guy who makes the Baruch Priya Gafin does it. Rav Rav Chia Havuyasi Kameh Rebbe Bishudasa. Rav Rav Chia were having a meal in front of Rebbe. Amar Le Rebbe Le Rav Kumashi Yadech. So Rebbe said to Rav, go wash your hands. Chazid Avimirta, so Rebbe saw that Rav was getting nervous. Why did he tell me to wash my hands? Are my hands dirty? Do I smell? Am I offending him? Did I do something wrong? So Amalei Rebbe Chia, Bar Pachsi, Ayin Bebirchs Mezonu Kamalach. No, he's telling you that he's honoring you with benching. He brought you Mayim Achronim first because he wants you to lead the benching. That's all. He wasn't anything that you had done wrong. Amar Rebbe Zeir, Amar Rav Bar Miyam, Yameyem Esai Mevarchan Al HaReach. Oh, once we mentioned the Mugmar, so now we talk about Birchs HaReach. So at what point do you make the bracha on the Reach? Mishatala Timraso. From the time the smoke comes up from whatever is burning, that's when you make the bracha on the reach. Very strange. No, isn't Birchas HaReach a Birchas HaNenin? Birchas HaNenin, you make a bracha on the Hana. So what do you mean, when do you make a bracha on the reach? Mishatala Timraso. Shouldn't we say you make a bracha on the reach when you smell it? When you start enjoying the smell? What does Talat and Rasa have anything to do with anything over here? So Salvechik points out that it's Muchach from here, that Birchas HaReach is not Chal on smell alone. It's Chal on Reach with Kilui HaChefza Shel Mugmar. It has to be a Reach that's happening at the time, at a time where the item is being worn out, where the item is being destroyed, and that's why the shear is mishtal timraso. The Rambam Hilchos Me'ila Perkei Alach Tazayin writes, Kol umarav areich shel haglish lo nenim lo ma'alin ba'med var mamurim k'shereich b'ktoros achar she'olsa atimores avol mireich b'ktoros kishetal timraso ma'al, that a person can violate me'ila with reich if he smells it while the smoke is coming up, meaning while it's burning. But if he smells it after it's already burnt, then it's not going to be a violation of Mi'ila. Why is not a violation of Mi'ila after Elsa HaTimores? L'chora, the reason is that it's Nasas Mitzvasa, so it's not subject to Mi'ila. But why does the Rambam not say that? So it sounds from the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Yisra Mi'ila Bektores is only when you nana from a Reach Shel Kilo Yachevtsa Dektores. And that's why it's only Mi'ila at that point. So if you're also by the bracha on Mugmar, you only make a bracha on the Kilei HaChevtza. Doesn't seem that that's true of all Reach, because we have Birchas Atzei Besamim and Minei Besamim that we make when there's no Kilei HaChevtza. But at least when it's an incense, we try to take it when we try to make the bracha when it's the when the Chevtza is being destroyed, similar to Mi'ila. So anyway, says the so the Gemara says further. So Mishtal to Amar Le Rabbi Zeir Le Rava Bar Yimya Valoka Arach. But he says, wait a second, but he didn't smell it. He says, how could you be bothered by that? Yes, you didn't smell it yet when the smoke starts coming up. But when you make a motzi lechem menorot, you didn't eat yet. Ela daite lemechol, but you intend to eat. Hachanami, daite laruchay. You don't have to, birchas hareach is not a birchas hashevach that you make after you experience it. It's a birchas hananin, it's a matir. So you make it before you experience it. So that's why it's perfectly okay. Amar Rav Chia Barei Da'aba Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav, Ve'amri Lam Rav Chista, Amar Zi'iri, Kala Mugmaros, Mvarkan Alein Barei Atzi Besamim, Chutz Mi Mushk. All Mugmaros, you make a bracha Barei Atzi Besamim, except for this one type of Mugmar called Mushk, whatever it is. Shemen Chaya, Hu Shem Mvarkan Alein Barei Minei Besamim. Shemen Chaya, you make a bracha bore mine besamim, meaning fat, like, I guess it comes from fats of an animal. Mesve, enum avarkon bore atzi besamim, ela ala parsimon shall base rabbi, vala parsimon shall base kesar, vala hadla shall bechol makom. But wait a second, we said you only make a bore atzi besamim on the parsimon from rabbi's house, from the Beit Kesar's house, and from a hadas wherever you may be. But it sounds like we don't make a bore atzi besamim, like we said on kol mugmaros. So answer gemara tiyufta, yeah, enochinami, that's a tiyufta. We don't have an answer for that. Now, if you look at Tosfos, v'alahadash b'kol makom, Tosfos says, what about the following case? We have all these different birchos areach. I mean, people often don't realize this, that there are different birchos areach, like there are different brachos and foods. Tosfos says, misha holich bebayis sheyesham besamim, v'yesham mine besamim shemereach ben, u'mesafklei imi min eitz, imi min adamahu. Let's say you're not sure. You know that the place smells real good, but you don't know where the smell is from. Is it atzei besamim? Is it mine besamim? So you don't know. Yesh mefarshim shemvarchim shakol nye bedvaro. Dalkulan amirch shakol yatsa. We had that gemara that on alkulan, on everything, if you make shakol, you yotze. We thought that only applied to foods. Tosfos says that's for birch sareach also. That shahakol is the all-inclusive bracha. V'arav Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi ayi omer sheyivarech bari mine besamim. But we paskin like Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, who says, no, there is an equivalent to shahakol in the world of birch sareach, and that is the bracha of bari mine besamim. But we don't actually use the bracha of shahakol when dealing with birch sareach. Okay, the first wide line. The oil of a parsimon oil, what bracha do you make? Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Bore Shemen Artzenu. He would highlight that it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Leave out Rabbi Yehuda. You can't trust his Nusach HaBracha. He's always going to have Eretz Yisrael in it because he loves Eretz Yisrael. My Chavrusa pointed out that if you look back, we had earlier in the Masechta, where was it? We had Daf Chavdalad Amin Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda was one that said that it's Asr Lalos Mibavel Eretz Yisrael. But he was the Oev Eretz Yisrael. He's the one that said you can't trust his brother. So you can't always judge people based on whether they actually happen to live in Eretz Yisrael or not, how much of an Oev Eretz Yisrael they are. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda held he had an Achrayis to stay in Bavel because the Torah of Bavel was so much greater than the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. But yet he was identified as the ultimate Oev Eretz Yisrael. So Lekuli Al-Mamai. But what should normal people, people who aren't totally obsessed with Eretz Yisrael, what should other people make? What kind of bracha should they make on this Aparsimon? Samlei Hachyam Rabbi Yochanan, Bore Shemen Arev. Bore Shemen Arev, pleasant oil. Amra Vadbarava, Hai Kasharta, Mvarkin Levei Bore Atzi Besamim, Av Mishcha Kvisha Lo. This Kasharta, you make Bore Atzi Besamim, but not Mishcha Kvisha. Rav Kana, Amra Filu Mishcha Kvisha, Av Mishcha Tchina Lo. Even Mishcha Kvisha, which is Shemen that was soaked, but not, that had stuff soaked in it, but not Mishcha Tchina, that was, I guess, ground up in some way. That they ground up some Kasharta into the oil. Now, Daya Amri Afilu Mishchatchina, that even on Mishchatchina, you'd make the bracha bariyat some, even though it was all ground up. Amrav Gidol Amrav, Hai samluk mevarkin lavei bari atzib samim. This samluk, some type of a flower, you'd make a bracha bari atzib samim. Amrav Chanan alam rav, hani chalfi diyam mevarkin lavei bari atzib samim. The people who come, the chalfi diyama, you make a bari atzib samim. Amrav Zutra Mikra, what's the pasuk? Via lesa magina vatitamnim bepishteya eitz. Hai narkum diganu nisa mevarkin lavei bari atzib samim. You can't translate all these different things. They're different types of items. These flowers and herbs or whatever. These narkum diganu nisa, you make a bracha bari atzib samim. Didabra, but if they come not from the garden but from the midbar, bari isve besamim. Then it's bari isve besamim. Amar of sheshes, hani sigli mevarkin lavei bari isve besamim. Sigli, you make a bracha bari isve besamim. Amar azutra, hai man demarach be esroga o bechavusha o me brach shenasen reich tov beperos. So if a person smells his esrog, so you make such a bracha, baruch shenasen reich tov beperos, a special bracha for peros. It Tosfos points out in the third Tosfos on the page, v'dafka kishmereich b'em, avlim ba lechel ne'em, in levarach brachas reich, him brachas achila. They only make a bracha on peros, on the smell of peros, if you're using the peros for smell. If you're eating peros and they happen to smell good too, you don't make a brachas reich. Then you only make the bracha on the achila, and that's it. If a person goes out during the days of Nisan and he sees trees are starting to sprout, that's the bracha that you make when you see a fruit tree starting to sprout. Amrav Zuchabartov Yamarav, Minayin Shem Varchan al Reach. How do I know that you make a bracha on Reach? How do I know that there is such a thing as a bracha on smells? Shenemar, Kol HaNeshama Talel Ka. Ezu Davash HaNeshama Nenis Menu. What is something that the Neshama gets enough from? Ve'ina Gufnani Menu, but the body doesn't get enough from? Haviyom Rezeh Reach. That's reach. So reach, you make a kol neshama talka. For reach is the bracha that the neshama gets from. Now all the akronim are bothered by a simple kash over here. We already said asal lehanos melam is a blow bracha. That anyone is nana melam is a blow bracha is ki ilu ma'al. So I need a makar. I need a source to tell me that a special makar, a different pasuk, to tell me that you make a bracha on reyach. Why would I need a different pasuk? So Tzlach asks this kasha, and Tzlach says, because kol marav reyach ain bo mishum me'ila. So you would think that it doesn't count as a legitimate hana'a. That which you hear, that which you see and enjoy, and that which you smell and enjoy is not going to be me'ila, even if it's from the mikdash. So maybe we would think that reyach doesn't count as a real hana'a. The Re'im Horovitz in the back of the Gemara over here says a different vart. He says, Afal gav damar b'reish pirkin svaru hu daslan esmal mazeh. And there is an Isra Mi'ila by Reach. It says against Tzlach. We just saw in the Rambam that it all depends when you're smelling. If you smell it while it's burning, there is an Isra Mi'ila. He says, no, why is it an Isra Mi'ila by Bracha? Because the Pasuk says, L'Hashem Ha'artum Lo'a. We can't take from Hashem's world. So what does taking imply? Taking implies that we're taking something out of that world. That something that was there, we're now taking for ourselves. When you smell something, it's still there. Whether you smell it or not, it's not going to affect whether it's there, even while it's burning. You're smelling it, but if you hold your nose, it's still going to be burning. It's not going to make a single bit of difference. So since it's based on Hashem Aratum Loa, I would have thought that there's no issue of making a bracha on a reyach since you're not using anything up by smelling. So kamash v'lon kol haneshama. That's why we have the pasuk kol haneshama. Tell me otherwise. Rav Salvejik also discusses this shaila of why it is that we need this pasuk. So he quotes the Tzlach and he says, "L'chora I would have been mitaretz that birch sareach is not like a birch sananin. Kol marav reach ein b'mishum me'ila." Like the Tzlach answers, since there's no issur me'ila, there's no makom to say that you need a matir for the bracha. So he says, "Al karch sarach lomer de alfinu mikra de kol anasham talka." Meaning, if you say like the Tzlach that kol marav reach ein bo mishum me'ila, so it's not called a real hana, so then why taka do we make a bracha? Yeah, we have a pasuk. What's the pasuk being mechadesh that this is a hana? But then what happened to kol marav reach ein bo mishum me'ila? No, the pasuk must be mechadesh is that this is a birchas hashavach. Now you understand the kasha, the Gemara Mem Gimel and Aleph a little more. How could you make the bracha? You didn't get hana, for you didn't enjoy it yet. You didn't get. What do you mean? We never make. What was the havamin of asking you didn't enjoy it yet? But because of birchas hashavach, you only make after you get the shavach. That's what bothered the Gemara. But then the Gemara answered, no, it's like birchas hamotzi. So what's the answer? The answer sounds like no, it really is a birchas hananin. And that's how the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam, Rav Salvech points out in Paraktas Vilchus Brachas Halacha Aleph writes, Kishem sha'asul adam lehanos b'machal b'mashka kodem bracha kach asul lehanos b'reach tov. Sounds like he puts it in the category of a birchas hananin. So you have to go with one of these other answers, with Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horovitz's answer to explain why we need a separate source for a bracha, because it is in fact a birchas hananin. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. V'amrav zot shebartov yamrav. Asidim bachurei Yisrael sheyitnu reach tov kilevanon. The bachurei Yisrael are going to smell as good as the levanon. Shedemar yelchi yom kosev yikazayis. Hodu v'reich lo kalavanon. V'amar azut shabartuv yom rav. Maiduk sivis hakol asa yafa b'yita. What does the pasuk mean when it says everything is good in its time? M'lamich kalecha v'echad yafa lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'nasa b'fanav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everyone enjoy their profession. You know, I can't imagine someone sitting at a desk all day and crunching numbers all day. My wife who doesn't can't imagine it either, but whatever. I can't imagine someone enjoying that, but there are people that enjoy it. People can't imagine dealing with kids all day. How could you deal with high school kids? Such a difficult time. Yeah, but you know, when you do it, you enjoy it. People enjoy what they do for a living. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way because we need it that way. Because like the Gemara says, Yev Shala La'olam, below Borsi, below this. We can't have a world where you don't have everyone doing their own functions and doing different jobs. So Amar It's like people say, you give a lulav branch to a pig, and he'll still roll around in the mud with it. No matter what you give to him, he'll roll around in the mud with it. Because that's what a pig knows. That's what he enjoys. That if you have a torch, that's like having two people. If you have the moon out shining, that's like having three people, in terms of going out alone at night. So you buy avuka kishnayim bahadi today, or dum avuka kishnayim levarmi today. When we say a torch is like two people, is it like two additional people, or is it like having a second person? Tashma v'yarech kishlosha, we said having the moon is like three. So yarem v'shlam bahadi today shapir. If you say it means like having a second person, so then I understand that the moon is like having a third person. Eliyam levarmi today are ba'alamali. But if you say having an avuka is like two additional people, then having the moon is like three additional people, it's like having four people. When would you ever need four people? If there's one person, the mazikin will appear to them and damage them. Two people, the mazikin will appear to and won't damage them. Once you have three people, the mazikin aren't going to appear to them at all. So once you have three, there's no maila more than that. So why would you have to say that the moon is like four? So you see that when we say avukas kishnayim, it means like having a second person, not like having two additional people. Better for a person to throw himself in a furnace and not to embarrass somebody else publicly. We learn this from Tamar because the pasuk says himutseis, she was willing to have herself be thrown into the fire without embarrassing Yehuda. All she said was, the man who owns this stuff is the one who slept with me. That's it. And she wasn't going to embarrass him publicly. Taisus himself said to David, asked the obvious kasha, wait a second, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there are only gimel averos that are yaharig val yavar, and here we're adding a fourth thing that's apparently yaharig val yavar, that it's better to be mapal l'tel kivshanesh than to be mal b'nech aver b'rabim. So Tulsa says, yeah, it's a fourth one, but it's not mufurish b'kras, so it doesn't make the list. But enochinami, it's yaharig val yavar. Rabbeinu Yonah also says, yeah, enochinami, it's yaharig val yavar, but it's nabizrayu of shvichas damim. It's an offshoot of shvichas damim. So that's why it doesn't get listed on the list. The Rambam paskins in Perek Vav Vilchus Deos Halacha Ches. Avol bisham machunas chaveru eno loke. You don't even get malchus for embarrassing someone. But avon gadolhu kachamru chacham mal mechver brabim eno chelik lo maba. Notice what the Rambam doesn't say. He doesn't say to be maplachson kivshenesh. Doesn't say it's yarg val yavar. The Rambam must have understood that this is a midas chasidus. That it's the Gemara says that it's noach lo adam. If a person is a really good guy, better to that it's a worthwhile midas chasidus. Because normally it's suicide to have yourself killed when you shouldn't be killed. So the Rambam saying no. In this case, it wouldn't be considered suicide. It wouldn't be an avera. It would be a midas chasidus. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Tan Rabban, if you look of shemen vahadas, if they bring a shemen hadas in front of you. Shemen first, then the bracha on the hadas. Beisil says the opposite. Shemen, we enjoy both the reich and the rubbing of anointing it on our skin. Hadas, we only enjoy the smell. We pass on like the machria. Rav Papa iklu the beir Rav Huna. Normally, machria is a compromise. If here it's not a compromise, it's being machria based on svara. Rav Papa iklu the beir Rav Huna. He made a bracha on the hadas first. Don't you hold that we pass on like the machria? The shemen should come first. He said no, because Rava said that looks like beisilal. That's not really true. He was just trying to come up with an excuse because he did the wrong thing. Hold the shemen in your right hand and make the bracha on the shemen first. Basil says the yain be mean of a shem to smaller, Marachal Yain Khazum Varakal Shem. Basil says no. Hold the yain in your right hand, make a brach on the yain first. Vitakhu Brosh Shamish. If you have extra shemen on your hand, rub it on the head of the waiter so you can get it off your hand, because it's annoying to walk around with that smell all day. Vim Shamish Tamil Chacham hu, if the Shamish is Tamil Chacham, Takhu Bukosa, then rub it in the wall, don't rub it on his head. Because it's a gnai for a Talmud Chacham to walk out into the marketplace when he's smelling too much. There are six things that are gnai for a Talmud Chacham. He shouldn't go out with too much cologne. He shouldn't go out alone at night. He shouldn't go out with patched shoes. He shouldn't talk with a woman publicly. He shouldn't sit in a group of amaratzim. He shouldn't shouldn't be the last one to enter the base medrash. We had a seventh and eighth also, that he shouldn't walk with a psia gasa, with an arrogant walk, and he shouldn't walk with koma zakufa, also an arrogant way of walking. So now we're going to explain each one. We'll see how many of them we can get through today. It's a place where there's mishkav zachar that's very common. So if he walks out mavusam, that's that they'll be choshen for mishkav zachar. That's only if he's mevasim his clothing, but on his body itself, that's just the sweat is going to neutralize the smell of whatever he puts on his body, so that's okay. Amra papa v'sa'aru kibigdo dami, but the hair has a din of the beggar, doesn't have a din of the body. V'amrila kigufa dami. Others say no, it has a din of the body. We'll have to stop there. There are five more hanhagos, seven more hanhagos. We'll have to explain tomorrow.